The Road to Rainbow Beach. Hello, this is Keith, and in this, the first of what I hope is going to be a series of podcasts, I'm going to tell you about our visit to Rainbow Beach on Australia's Sunshine Coast. It's a long road to Rainbow Beach from Brisbane, and we hadn't been on it for very long before we called in for coffee at Aussie World, just after the turn off for Biawa and Australia Zoo. We didn't actually go into Aussie World, but there's a street of typically country wood-built shops, and I wondered if they'd always been here, or if they'd been brought in from elsewhere. We'd passed several places by the side of the highway on the way here, and their business seems to be buying wooden houses in the country and transporting them to their yard, where they'd sell them on to people who would relocate them on their own land. In that street is a coffee bar and pie shop called Beefy's. They claim to make the best pies in Queensland, although I found out later that just about every baker in Queensland that produces pies that aren't downright disgusting claims them as famous. But here they back their claims up with plaques on the wall showing the many awards they've won. I'd have put them to the test, but 10 o'clock in the morning is a bit early for a pie. However, if the little sausage roll I had with my coffee was anything to go by, they must be something. A little further on, a short way off the highway, stands the big pineapple, claimed as the Queensland icon. Of course, it's not a real pineapple. It just stands there being a big pineapple. But that's not all there is there. Of course, there's the usual souvenir shop, and displays where you can find out everything you want to know about pineapples. To tell the truth, I'm not that keen on pineapples, although I do like ham and pineapple toasties. And we bought some pineapple marmalade in the shop, which, when I tried it the following morning, instantly replaced grapefruit as my favourite marmalade. If you want to watch pineapples growing, there's a little railway which runs through the pineapple fields. The railway is original, but the train that runs on it is a mock-up. A diesel loco tricked up to resemble a steam loco, a steam engine of the type which used to bring in the pineapples. Our accommodation at Rainbow Beach was a self-catering apartment called Rainbow Getaway. I used to think self-catering was a poor man's option, but about 5 years ago I changed my opinion completely. You can eat what you like, where you like, without the constraints of hotel dining room opening times and menus. But if you cook for yourself, you do have to do the washing up afterwards. I'm not sure, however, that hostel is exactly the correct word to describe this kind of place. The word conjures up visions of a low-budget, dormitory-type accommodation for backpackers. But this is suitable for families too. The unit had two floors and consisted of three bedrooms, one ensuite, a bathroom equipped with a spa bath and a shower, and a spacious lounge kitchen dining room. A garage is available if you have a car. An additional parking space can be arranged if you have more than one. And the management can arrange any tours you wish to make. Most operators will pick you up from the entrance of the complex. The apartment was equipped with everything you'd need for a long stay, including a dishwasher and washing machine. Paid Wi-Fi was available, and if you didn't bring a computer, you can use the one in reception. There was a swimming pool too, but we didn't use it. It was, after all, in the middle of winter, but it was available if we wanted it. More importantly, there were a number of food outlets within easy walking distance, if you didn't want to cook your own. And if you did, there's a handy supermarket from which you could obtain supplies. And wouldn't you know it, there was a bakery selling more famous pies. Well, that's all I have time for now. The next podcast will give a description of Rainbow Beach and its surroundings, and then I'll go on to describe other attractions in the area. The music is by Kevin MacLeod at allthews.incompetech.com. This is Keith, signing off. Take care, and I'll see you later.